Okay. All of us are going to be in different groups, so not all the children all together. The children are going to join groups with these different people, and they're going to put themselves around the room in a minute so others can join you. So that the groups you're going to talk with are people of different ages, because we're the family of God. And that's good in an all-age service to listen as Jesus did to children as well as adults. Okay? And today we are quite simply thinking about loving the world and about sharing. And I think most of us will know a little bit about sharing, and lots of us, there'll be a lot more to learn. So we all often share other people's birthdays, so burn it to your birthday tomorrow. So we just pray you have a lovely day. Happy birthday. Bernie and I share a great year. We've got that in common, 1954, that year. It was a great year. There are some other people that were born in 1954 as well. So we have that in common. We share that. We're not doing the Sound of Music, although I do know what part I would like to play if we were doing it. And I do have a desire at some point to go to one of those performances, you know, where you get to dress up and sing the part and play the part. And I definitely would be the Mother Superior. But somebody else might want to be. It's always dangerous, isn't it? Because you find out about a lot about people, the part they want to play. Okay, you will need to concentrate as well, because you could be asked at any point to contribute. Paul wrote to the Roman Christians, the Latins, share what you have with your needy fellow Christians and open your homes to strangers. So show hospitality. So don't just look after Christians, but even open your homes to strangers. And I was in a meeting on Monday about London hosting, about welcoming asylum seekers into our homes. And what a positive experience that's been for so many. Loving the world entails reaching out to others who aren't in our community, but also building up the church, the community that we belong to, through that great command of Jesus, as I've loved you, you're to love one another. And Jesus showed what loving one another really meant. Charity, often a dirty word for some people, means showing agape love, just showing love. And it must start with our home, but it doesn't end there. Charity begins at home, but the Bible teaches it doesn't end there. We are to do good to everybody. So, here we go. Who likes stories? Telling and listening to stories. Can you put your hand up? Right. Can you put your hand up if you don't like telling or listening to stories? I have to say to you that, well, could you see me afterwards? And I don't believe you anyway, because you tell great stories. And do you ever, who reads novels? Well, they're stories. You know, who likes talking with people and telling stories? Who likes to keep all private and not tell? Also, I think you probably do. My view is that part of being human is actually to like listening to stories and telling stories. But I'm sure we've probably got a few aliens here today. And we've got to welcome you as well. But I'm going to ask you to do something in a minute in groups, and I'll explain that in a minute. I want you in a minute to join a group that there's no more than five people in the group. If you want there to be just three, that's okay. And not just with your friends, pick some people you don't know. And I would like you to think of at least one, but maybe more than one, story that comes out of the Bible, either the Old Testament or the New Testament, which is to do with sharing. All right, so I want the idea of sharing to be the main idea. Okay, you don't even have to tell me where it is in the Bible. If you can, that's brilliant. But that's what I want to know. At least one. And everybody here, because you've all been banking all this information, should know at least one, but preferably more. I certainly came up with at least six things straight away, but there's loads more. Okay, so John, can you spread out? Pauline, can you spread out? Bex, Lola, you're so thin, Pauline. Liz, And then, right, so those people that are in bubbles or splash or extremes can split up and join one of these people. So can you split up first? Okay. Don't tell me you're going with your dad or your mother, Emma. Her son and her, and then she was going to die. But Elijah said, before you eat it, please give me some water, a little cake, and then you can have cake, the bread cake. Okay, thank you.
When the people are in the desert and God sent manna and the raven brought food and fed them, that's okay.
So the prophet, the ravens that brought the bread and the meat for the journey.
There's one where Jesus is at the well and he talks to the Samaritan.
Yeah.
And he knows who she is. And she goes and spreads the word about him. That he goes to the people, and then they no longer believe in her, but they believe in him.
Okay.
The Last Supper.
Beautiful. Same one?
No, the early church shared everything between them, so nobody was in need.
Brilliant. Okay. Oh, another one.
I have two. When the woman put the perfume on Jesus' feet, mm-hmm. and also when, I think, did you say Abraham, when the angels came to him, but he didn't know they were angels, and he gave them shelter and shared the food and stuff.
Brilliant. Any more? You've probably got loads of more, and probably poor Lola hasn't even, you can hang on where you are for the moment, hasn't even got time to write all of those up. Let me switch off that one. Okay. Ones that I had, a few others that maybe some of you had. The really fascinating one about Esau and Jacob. And Esau was really hungry, and he comes in and he says to his brother, give me some of that red lentil soup that you've got, in Genesis 25. And his brother says, no, you can't have it unless you give me your birthright as the firstborn son. And he was given bread and a mess of pottage, it's called. And that sticks in my mind about the... the hospitality, the sharing was all conditional. Only if you do this first. Three servants, talents of money to use, and then the landlord, who represents God, says, come and share my happiness. The whole idea that is what God is asking us to share, his happiness. We've had the widow of Zarephath, which is the Elijah one. But also there's another amazing story about, which is a bit like the woman at the well, but Elisha and the rich woman of Shunem. And of course they were all foreigners to the Jews. And she said, this prophet is amazing. Let's make a little house for him on the roof of our house, and let's give him a bed to sleep in, a lamp to see by, and a table there. And it's amazing that she just gave him the basic hospitality. So if you could just see the second slide. That's fine, Lola, you can join the throng. Just sit there, that's great. The Bible has lots of stories about sharing. And as you've shown, they're not all about sharing food. It might be sharing healing, sharing luxuries like perfume. But also the Bible talks about sharing the good news, the gospel with people, not just food, and sharing our faith with other people. And also, it talks about sharing stories. We tell the stories about what God has done for us, and we pass those on. And sharing, very, very important, as we'll see, is something that's really important to God. And from the very first page of the Bible in Genesis 1, food is God's most basic way of saying, I love you, and I want to provide for you. God invites us to share this love also by becoming hospitable. We are to be people that say to others, I love you, I want to share this with you. Caring for our own, but also welcoming strangers. And that word partake, which seems quite old-fashioned, which we often say share, actually means that we have things in common. So this mention of the Lord's Supper is incredibly important, that we don't just share a religious ritual when we eat bread, but we actually share Jesus, because we have Jesus in common. He is our common bread. Jesus shared our human nature, it says, by becoming flesh and blood. Jesus has shared our humanity, which is amazing. As we break the bread, we remember Jesus shared our humanity. He took flesh and blood. Global gourmet. This often means sharing with people in the church who are different from us culturally. And that's a great delight to us. So yesterday we brought and shared food, 100 of us, with other people. And we offered hospitality. And we received from others. We didn't just contribute. And Paul talks to people how Jewish followers of Jesus shared with Gentile followers of Jesus and vice versa. And the last slide. Keep concentrating. I might pick on you to answer something. Listen carefully. Sharing is a two-way thing, isn't it? But it's more than that. It's not just me doling out from my plenty to the needy people. It's me both taking and sharing with others God's resources, because everything belongs to God. I'm not meant to have possessions. If I have possessions, they will possess me. But actually, sharing is to do with distributing God's resources more fairly. Do understand that, don't you? Because otherwise, you've just become philanthropists doling out money. What you're doing is part of God's heart of justice, is actually sharing the resources God has. And because he's been so generous with us, we're called to be generous. So the world thinks one way, and followers of Jesus should be thinking another way. John the Baptist was asked by ordinary people what repentance meant for them, and he said this: whoever has two shirts must give one to the person who has none, and whoever has food must share it. And that's quite clear. What do you call one of these things? Does anybody know what they're called?
They're very useful.
Come from one of the Slavic sort of countries. That's not yours, that's mine, but I'm not sharing that with you. Oh no. I said to Helen, where can I buy one of these things, because we go Nordic walking every week, really want one of these things, you see. She comes along very coyly, because she is my friend, you see, wherever she's gone. She's probably out having a coffee. There she is. She said, here you are, with all the grace of Helen, here you are. I said, what's that? And she said, you wanted one. And I had to. Oh, that's sharing for you. That is what it's like. She probably gave me the colour she didn't like, but she gave me the colour. She gave me the colour I like, which is purple. So there you are. We share. Paul commanded those Christians who were rich in the things of this life to be ready to share with others. And we are all rich. We come from the richest part of the world in London. We are all rich. If we work hard, don't worry. You are entitled to a good share. We are told that the farmer who has done the hard work should have the first share of the harvest, but not all of it. Not building big barns and looking after 4 years down the line. But the Bible also teaches that farmers are not to strip the land. Think of this in world ecology terms, bare all the time, but to leave fields and oceans fallow to recover and leave behind enough gleanings at the edges for the poor to pick and eat. So we are to look after the planet and the people if we love God and love the world. It's no good saying, I don't care about the planet, I'm going to be dead in 20 years. Right? We need to care for the planet that we are a part of. Whatever age we are, we need at every stage and every age to ask what it means to love the world. That's our theme for the year, loving the world. And a significant part of loving God and loving the world is to share the good things God has given to us in his grace. We are to share the experiences that we have of God's grace. That may mean sharing a simple meal, our skills, or our money, and also the resources of the earth with the peoples of the earth. That has vast social, economic, and political implications. So whether you're a child, or a youth, or an adult, you should be asking about the resources you have, because they are God's, according to Scripture, and how we use them, enjoy them, and share them. Put simply, as people on the planet, how are we going to cut and share the cake? It's a big question, and one of the biggest questions of our generation. We're going to pray, so we're going to stay exactly where we are, and John is just going to lead us before we start to bring our sharing things and have some grapes and other things together. So just as you are, try and concentrate. John's going to lead us in our prayers, and when he finishes, I've got three helpers. Bobola, can you come and sit with me? You're my helper. And the other two I asked, Zoe and Dami.
Hi, we've got some help with this prayer time. It's going to be quite short, but we need you to focus. We've got some images up, so if the images can just be made for sort of go round every sort of 15 seconds or so, that would be helpful. And those that are going to read out, if you could have your bits of paper ready, that would be good as well. And what we're going to think about is, like we've been talking about, sharing our resources, because Jesus was often on the side of people who didn't have very much, who were dispossessed. And he wasn't on the side of people who were powerful, who had a lot of the wealth. He was on the side of people who were downtrodden. And that could happen to any one of us at any time. You know, we could all in our lives experience poverty and need and have to rely on generosity of others. So we're going to think about basic things like food and water, security and homes, which maybe we take for granted, but we're going to think about those things. And if we want change to happen, it's only by a change of attitude, by reaching out and by sharing our resources. And we can only really do that if we've got God's love and we're attentive to what God wants. So first of all, just a prayer about welcoming the stranger. For the people and land from which refugees have fled, may there be peace and reconciliation between people and nations, that strangers, refugees, and those who seek asylum may find a welcome among us. We pray for all those who make our laws and administer justice. May the God of justice be their guide. We pray for those who minister to the vulnerable and broken people, especially the homelessness and displaced, that they may show God's welcoming love. We often feel powerless in the face of crushing poverty, injustice, and violence in our world. We ask for the courage to reach out to victims of injustice and poverty. Lord, you bestow on us the gift and the spirit